Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Coming up at 12, it's a Friday, which means it's Friday, but it's also a Fransky Friday. Scott Fransky joins us. Philly's coming off a sweep of the Rockies. The White Sox, who might actually be worse than the Rockies, coming here this weekend. This is a good weekend, good week for the Phillies to continue to stack some wins before a long road trip. We'll talk to Scott about this Phillies team, the offense heating up. We got to ask him about Hugh's prediction of this team averaging 6 runs per game before the season ends. We'll get all that coming up here in a few minutes. We're on the hunt for some answers here on why potato skins are no longer on the menu in restaurants, on the appetizers. Everyone's yelling at me about Brussels sprouts, including, at least I got one person on my side, John Ritchie, reached out to all of us to make sure we know that Brussels sprouts are awesome.
And you know what, John, like they're pronounced, I guess, lardon. I've never heard of a bacon lardon, but it's like a small strip of cube of fatty bacon or pork fat. And he says he's putting them on the Brussels sprouts.
He gets it. Yeah, you dress them up a little
I'm
bit.
Why am I wasting bacon on Brussels sprouts, though?
You know, wasting.
I'm not. Yes, eating? It is. Because nah. Brussels sprouts are nasty.
Not if made right.
Brussels sprouts, you know what you use Brussels sprouts for? Pegging people, like hitting them with
no.
them when you throw them at them.
No, you
Brussels
waste,
sprouts are disgusting.
Wasting food like that. All right, speaking of nonsense, New York, that radio station, anyone associated with WFAN is a dope, or at least, you know, maybe smart enough to leave that station, like one of our new afternoon hosts. Evan Roberts, he hosts Afternoon up there in New York. Listen to this nonsense, ripping everyone here for bricking for chicken excitement a couple nights ago.
They run a gimmick in Philadelphia that if the opposing free throw shooter misses 2 free throws, hey, you get free chicken.
Sounds familiar.
Similar to the L.A. Clipper thing we talked about it the other day with Bobby. So I forget who was at the line from Miami, but someone was at the line for the Miami Heat. It may have been Highsmith. For some reason, I think it was Highsmith.
Caleb Martin.
Oh, it's Caleb Martin? All right. There you go. Thank you very much. I love how you figured that one out. So Caleb, that's right, because he missed both free throws. So Caleb Martin goes to the line. This is a play-in game! Misses the first free throw. All of a sudden, the dopes in Philadelphia start getting so excited about free chicken that they're standing up, they're hooting and they're hollering. Mike Breen even called attention to it.
Well, maybe they were just hoping he would miss.
Ah,
Tiki.
Right.
Tiki.
They're also playing the promotion in the arena, getting the fans to get excited about it. We would do that at MSG.
No, we would not.
What's
yes,
wrong
we would.
With
definitely would do that at MSG.
Who, first of all, who wouldn't for chicken?
I mean, MSG.
MSG. Yeah.
MSG.
Madison
SMG.
Square Garden. MGS.
Yeah, I had a brain fart.
Who wouldn't do it for free chicken? Also, I love how they
chicken talk. Is great.
They talk all high and mighty. Oh, at MSG, they haven't seen a team that's any good for 2 decades.
Yeah,
you know what? Shut up.
They finally got one that's worth being excited about. No
I know, but
about.
They act like high and mighty, like they have this. Not here in New York, we have this great basketball team. The Knicks have been irrelevant for decades.
Yeah, and I like how Tiki tried to downplay it because he know how he feels about chicken for real. Anybody get excited about chicken? It's one of those things that, you know, chicken is awesome.
Well, I mean, Black Rudy's downstairs trying to get upstairs to give you some chicken. You're avoiding the guy.
I refuse to be a player part of the stereotype.
Come on. It's okay to like chicken.
I mean, it's free. Like, I don't know anybody who doesn't like anything that's free. I mean, look at me. I'm, you know, taking orange juice every day with the bagels and whatnot from the job.
That is wild.
Yeah.
You know what?
This guy took 3.5 gallons home.
You know what was wild, though, is when is when they said, oh, so you're the new Glenn Mack now. And I was like, what does that even mean?
What does that mean? Well, he's the food guy. He's the food
Glenn,
guy.
What does that mean? Like, Glenn, if you're listening, tell me, what does that mean? What does that even mean when people say that?
He's the food guy, I guess. He's a food and drink guy. I don't know.
It did. Like, the worst part was when the boss kind of looked at me like, he just kind of shook his head.
It's the three. You know, you take one half gallon
what's
home.
What's wrong with the three? Listen, three's the rule is this.
Three's grocery shopping. No,
well, listen. I mean, if it's here and nobody, I give people ample time to make a decision. And if they don't, then it is what it is. And he even backed me up. He said, well, hell, all it's going to do is go in the refrigerator in the back. So I'm like, I'm just saving some space in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. Doing everyone a favor.
Yeah, I'm doing everybody a favor.
Yeah. So, all right. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. And then we're going to let you hear what J.J. Redick had to say about Jalen Brunson, who I do think is the biggest obstacle in the Sixers' way here in this series. They have a good coach and they have home court and all that. Pretty even series. The betting odds at FanDuel have moved to pretty much even on both sides. And I know Embiid's health is a worry. It's Hugh's biggest worry. But guarding Brunson, slowing him down, is a significant concern for me as the Sixers try to beat the Knicks starting tomorrow. Drew's in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Drew.
What's up, folks? Hey, Hugh, are you doing hockey predictions this year? I got to know who to pick in my bracket for the playoffs.
Oh, are you, Drew, wait a minute, first of all, Drew, because I don't know, because you might be taking a shot. Are you serious? Because I got my predictions. I got them written down.
No, I ain't taking a shot at you. You nailed it last year with the Panthers. That's why I want to hear what you got. I'm gonna maybe tell you on some bets.
Oh, you know what?
We'll have it.
Okay, it's like I was about to say, Drew. You got to listen to
Protease. Protease.
Before the show is over, we promise Hugh will give out his Stanley Cup prediction, and we're all tailing it, Drew. Because I mean, there's not many free things that are free money in sports betting. Hugh. On hockey, that to me, it's free money.
And I tell you what, Drew, I've been working on this for a while. I put all the 5 minutes into this thought process. Like, seriously. So I'm money on this.
Well, sometimes when people that are true visionaries, they don't need a lot of time.
Look at it. Like, I just looked at the standings, and I was like, you know what? I like this. I like these two teams.
Can I give a little advice to Mr. Black Hockey? Don't give away all your secrets.
Okay, fine.
A little prestige.
Okay,
to
yeah.
All okay. right, Drew, we'll get to that coming up. Drew, what are you thinking on the AJ thing?
Love it. So with AJ, I would definitely do it. I love Marvin Harrison. I think he's going to be really good. I also think, kind of like you were saying, Joe, it just gives you a lot of options. Like, you know, I'm not scared of the Giants. Like, I don't think JJ McCarthy is like very good, but if you want to like try to block them from trading up to get a quarterback, you could trade with another team and maybe you move back and get another first round pick. So then maybe you get like Neighbors, another like top 10 pick, and then our pick at 22. I think a shakeup could be a little good for this core. So I would, if the Patriots offered that, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it's a really interesting thought you brought with the McCarthy thing. Because I mentioned this a little, you know, a few weeks ago that, you know, this draft, I don't know. I mean, I think we all kind of realize Caleb Williams might be special. But if this quarterback group is good, Drew, it's going to change the NFC. Because most of these guys are projected to land in the NFC, right? Whether it be the Commanders, the Bears, maybe the Giants move up, maybe the Vikings. So, yeah, that's true, Drew. If the Eagles got to three and then they sold the pick off, you could kind of move some of these quarterbacks maybe to the AFC, right? You could take a trade from, I don't know, the Raiders or something. Like, you could almost control the future of quarterback in the NFL to an extent.
Totally. I'm hoping it's going to be like a 2019 year where it's like Haskins and Jones and they're both not good. But I actually think a lot of these guys are pretty good. Can I run a quick Phillies thought by you, Joe?
Yeah.
So we're talking hypothetical trades. I know you're all in on ask out Trout, and I would be too, but let's say he gets cold feet a little bit. I don't think he's going to be playing, but there's a guy, because he's hurt right now, but there's a guy in town this weekend. What do you think about, as a backup option, Luis Robert on the White Sox as a center fielder if Trout, you know, doesn't want to get dealt in July? If I'm Dombrowski, I'm slyly introducing myself and saying, you know, why don't you check out center field, get used to the walls a little bit, because, you know, you might be playing here in 3 months or so.
Yeah, incredible athlete. Had a big year last year. Drew, I do get a little worried with him. He's a free swinger. He's a chase guy, which just would add another one. But, I mean, obviously, if we're talking about an upgrade over Rojas or Castellanos, yeah. I mean, I would not say no to Luis Robert, but, you know, he's interesting because they're so – Drew, they're awful. Like, they're going to sell off everyone, you would think,
the White Sox.
Yeah, for sure. What's your go-to munchie here, Drew?
Yeah, what's the munchie?
Yeah, I like them Cool Ranch Doritos. You get a big bag of those, they can get addicting real quick.
Yeah, Cool Ranch is pretty good.
Is that the top Dorito? Good call, Drew. We appreciate
it. Cool Ranch is good. I think the original Doritos are pretty good.
There's some new spicier ones out there.
Yeah, I don't fool with them spicy ones. You know what I've been liking lately when I have a sesh? Spinach.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Spinach-flavored something?
No.
Chocolate-covered spinach?
No.
Dark chocolate-covered spinach?
Spinach.
Spinach and bacon. Wait a second. You're telling us
spinach.
When you need a munchie, you're going to spinach?
No, listen. Let me tell you.
I got Popeye over here next to me.
No, listen. Because, you've noticed, for the last couple of days, it's been, spinach.
I know. Spinach. I know. I did notice you're eating this.
No, it's something about, because your taste buds are alive when you have a sesh. It's just different. It just hits different. For whatever reason, the onion powder, the salt and the pepper with the spinach, it's just been on point.
Kyle, what are we gonna do with this guy?
I'm just saying, man. It's been on point. And then look at Kyle. Look at him, he's disappointed. Look at him.
I like spinach. I'm a spinach guy. That's nothing wrong with spinach.
Spinach is not good.
But no,
it's just a
spinach
leaf.
Is awesome.
Leaf.
Spinach is awesome.
It's a leaf.
I know what it is, but I'm a spinach guy. But the idea of it as a munchie is weird.
No spinach, seshes can be kind of weird at times.
Imagine.
What kind of sesh is this?
No, it just all depends. It's one of those things. The best
smoking
way I can explain
crack is like a great high.
Is when your taste buds are like dancing, and what they like to like the tune they want to dance. I mean, that's the best way I can explain it.
I don't know how many people are playing the spinach
song
that you are.
No, not pregnant. Man, not be pregnant. But it's just the way the spinach tastes. It just tastes good. It's good. And you can eat a lot of it. Like a lot of times when you have a sesh, some of the food you eat, it could you're shoveling it in your face. And it could be a little, make your stomach a little bloated.
Wawa milkshake. Potato skins, Cool Ranch Doritos.
And spinach.
Spinach. One of these is
I'm all over the place.
I think we know that. Ragu in the Northeast. What's up, Ragu?
What's up, guys?
How we doing, pal?
I can't complain. First off, I'm an AJ fan. Definitely an AJ fan. But if we got a chance to go get Marvin Harrison, this morning my son goes to school with Marvin's younger brother, Jet. And he's been asking me for months. He's like, Dad, why can't the Eagles trade up and draft Marvin? I'm like, there's no way it's going to happen, dude. It's too far up. It's too far. It's not going to happen. This morning I told him that, the stuff that's going around on, you should have seen him going to school today. He's going crazy. He's like, oh, my God, we got to get him. We got to get him. We got to get him. So I've had the pleasure of meeting him a couple of times. Nice kid. Good family. His younger brother, Jet's over my house a lot. Great kid. And I'd love to see him here.
Well, and such a productive player. Sometimes it happens where, and we've seen this, I think, Rego, a lot in sports the last 10 years. It feels like a lot of the kids of players are becoming, high-level athletes. And not all of them are, close to their dads. And that's okay. But this, he might be. I mean, as great as his dad was, Rego, this kid could be almost as good. Maybe he's just as good in the NFL, which is amazing.
Yeah, like I said, I've seen him the last few years, just growing to an end, his younger brother. The way they transform it, they're so much bigger and it's crazy. And I'm an AJ fan. I'm a season ticket holder. I think that's a great thing. But another thing, too, is all the money we'll save, too.
Yeah, I mean,
do other things.
And you want somebody that wants to be here. I mean, that's the thing that I want. And listen, I'm not mad at AJ. I'm not mad at AJ for posting what he posted. I do believe he knew exactly what he was doing.
Of course.
I mean, he knew exactly what he was doing. So if that's where your heart is, bro, do what's best for you. This is a business. And if you want to make that decision, if you want to go that route, and if they're willing to give us that third round pick, that third pick in the draft, I'd be more than happy to facilitate it for you. That's what we're here. We're facilitators.
That's right. We are. We're here to help everyone. Ragu, good phone call. We appreciate you listening.
We do. We're arbitrators.
We are arbitrators. That's right. We're trying to bridge the gap between the team and the player, and we're trying to make things better. that's what we do here.
Yeah.
Ideas to make the team better. Now, you might disagree with the premise, but the idea is to make the team better.
One of the core values of the show. Always entertain all hypotheticals.
Every single one.
Every one.
And we're at center our own hypothetical here, which is A.J. Brown for the third, number three overall pick in the draft. Can we hear again Albert Breer? This is Albert Breer up in NBC Sports Boston talking about A.J. Brown, the social media stuff yesterday, and is there any reality to the Patriots maybe pursuing A.J. Brown? Here's what he said yesterday.
I did have to run this up the flagpole with a few different people. Philadelphia has gotten inquiries on A.J. Brown, and they have shut them all down and told other teams that he is not available.
This is the kind of thing we react to. This is just covering the NFL in 2024. Oftentimes, the social media stuff does lead to stuff. So it's something that we always have to pay attention to. I would say the Patriots are interested in receiver help, and I think they would be open to trading for a veteran receiver.
And if, Bert, what you're saying is true, that teams have inquired about A.J. Brown, I would hope the Patriots are one of those teams.
They are.
They should be. They are one of those
teams. Yeah, they've inquired.
Look what I just did.
Lucky, wow.
I just pulled that out of Bert Breer. There it is. Breaking news on the show right
Stop
now. The
it.
Patriots inquired about A.J. Brown.
He loves
this is what they should be doing.
I'm telling you, they are interested in receivers.
Boom. The Patriots have inquired. Now, look, I don't know if this has any chance of actually happening. I doubt the Eagles want to move on from A.J. I don't want to particularly move on from A.J. But if they are offering, if they'd be willing to offer the third pick in the draft, boom, I'm in. I would do it. 215-592-9494. Let's go talk to Matt here, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Matt?
You know, first of all, I don't call in a lot, guys. The last time I called was about, you know, the last I partied with Warren Sapp and Anthony Davis and Anguilla. Okay.
I remember.
But right. So you'll say that. Given that, you know, I know a little bit about food. Hugh.
Yes.
Your food takes are horrendous. When you make a statement like you don't understand why good red wine goes with a fine piece of meat, you are literally throwing culinary theory that's been evolved over millennia. You're throwing it out the window, and more importantly, you are missing out on one of the most beautiful things in life, which is a fine Barolo matched with a fine piece of meat. And you're going to do this for me the next time you go to Del Frisco's, wherever you go.
I do like Del Frisco's.
You're going to get a bottle of Barolo.
Let me write this down.
And you're going to get Barolo.
I feel attacked.
Just get it. You're going to love it. It's going to be the juiciest, the best, grapiest, luscious thing on your tongue. And then you're going to put a piece of salty meat in there, and it's going to taste great.
All right.
So well, anyway.
No, he described it, the Barolo.
You're going to love it. It's going to roll around your mouth, and the flavor profile, oh, my
Swallow
goodness.
It. You
are going to have
See,
a mouth
Kyle
orgasm.
Just made it childish. He made
How
it
about
childish.
That D, baby?
Let's go. And I'll just say this. If you like barbecue ribs, which I'm assuming you do, you essentially like the sweet and salty flavor profile. That's what's at play in your mouth when you are loving barbecue.
See, I agree with you. He doesn't realize he likes these things. That's what drives us crazy.
You love these things. So let me make a Jalen Hurts point. Let me
Go
make
ahead.
An Eagles point
yep.
here. So I was talking to my boss, Scott Krimp, over at Krimp Florist the other day, and he and I agree on something. Jalen Hurts might be a stiff. Like, the dude may have seen the best that we might see out of Jalen Hurts. And the other thing, this non-leadership stuff is wearing thin. And the soft talk and all this, I don't want one more cliche out of his mouth. I need to see some action on the field. I need to see some growth. And the other thing is, Joe, I agree with you. AJ, you can go, bro. Well, I'm tired of these babies. Listen, go out there, play ball. You say it's a business. Let's go act like it's business. Go make some money and shut up.
And go win.
Frankly,
yeah,
we're sick of it.
Yeah, the AJ stuff is so silly at this point. If they offer a big pick, Matt, we appreciate it. They offer the third pick, I'm trading. As far as Jalen, it's a huge year for him, no question. I don't think he's a stiff, but have we seen the best of him? I think that question is fair to wonder off of the way he played last year. I hope he bounces back. One more thing on Jalen. I want to give him credit for what he did yesterday. He paid what was the number, the dollar amount?
Like $200,000.
$200,000 for the kids to have air conditioning in the schools, which was an awesome, awesome thing.
That really was.
He also had a thing, a couple months ago where he paid for a funeral for a kid down in Texas at a rival high school when he played.
I mean, he's a stand-up guy, no question about it.
And listen, when we talk about Jalen or any player here, there's a separation between the on-field in uniform. Jalen, I mean, that was an awesome thing he did. I want to make sure he should get praise for that because that was awesome. But as far as his demeanor, leadership, locker room stuff, you know, play, he's got to be better. I mean, that's obvious. I think our last caller is fair to say he's got to be better. All right, speaking of really good, Jalen Brunson at this point of his career is really good. J.J. Redick, this was interesting because my biggest concern with the series, yes, I have concern with Embiid's health? Can he hold up for seven games? Can he play like a superstar for seven games? If he's at his best, he should be the best player in the series. But Brunson's not far behind. Here is J.J. Redick on how good Brunson is right now.
And I think we can all, if you don't agree with this, then I don't know what you've watched this year in the NBA. Jalen Brunson is a top 10 player in the NBA. I did my votes earlier this morning. I had him in the top five in MVP. And it's a long explanation, but I had him sixth in terms of all NBA. So he ended up on the second team all NBA. Giannis, I jumped onto the first team. So he was one of the, let's call it 6 to 10 best players in the league.
Yeah.
And I think in any matchup, they match up well because they have one of the best players. They have an identity. They have, to our point earlier, they have guys who have completely bought into roles.
You know, this reminds me of Hugh. Last year against Boston, we went into the series and we said the best player in the series is Embiid, right? Mm-hmm. He should be.
Yeah.
But Tatum was better. He had the 50-point game seven. That's what the Brunson thing strikes me as. Like, I get it. Embiid's had a better career. Embiid is he has an MVP under his belt.
Better supporting cast.
But they better have their eyes on Brunson every possession because that guy's really good.
Yeah, I think with the game, the play-in game the other night, I think that the supporting cast is going to factor in huge for us. I think it's a push when you talk about that.
Well, the odds say it's a push right now. Yeah, it's pretty even on both sides.
It's a push. And the biggest concern that I have is how Coach Nurse is going to factor Joel Embiid into this. How is he going to keep him as fresh as he possibly can, but in the same time, get what he needs from him? Now, I know the other night we said that, you know, 30 points from Joel Embiid is probably going to be the lowest part of what we need from him. And we don't want to depend too much on the contributions of other guys. Tyrese Maxey has to step up.
He has to play better.
He has to step up. I mean, and like, I'm not sitting here asking for another night like Batum had the other night, but he's going to probably be a part of that, and Maxey has to be a bigger part of that. Like, this is another opportunity for Maxey to grow because he didn't play well the other night. So this is an opportunity for him to be take a lot of that pressure off the big fella. But
yeah.
I still think that the big fella is going to have to factor into this. Now, with that being said, I don't think the offense needs to try to go through him like he did earlier that night, and that's why they were stagnant. But, yeah, he has to factor into this.
Well, to your point on Maxey, you know, Maxey's not known as a great defender. I don't think he's horrendous, but he's not known as a great defender. I think Lowry's going to get a lot of the assignment on Brunson, but Lowry's not going to probably be out there for 40 minutes, right? So like, there's going to be moments where someone else is going to have to guard Brunson. And if it's on Maxey, if they trust Maxey, he's got to be up for the task. He's got to at least make it hard on Jalen Brunson to get his points because they can't let that guy go off and just take over the series. And he's done it. I mean, he had some playoff games last year. It's like, whoa, from Jalen Brunson. And we know what he did here at Nova and the player he's become. The Nova angle of this series adds another element to his, you know, a
makes
series.
It look tough for you too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have all these Nova kids, and then you got the Nova connection here with Lowry. It just kind of adds like a Philadelphia connection to a series and a rivalry we haven't seen in a long time. 215-592-9494. Coming up, we'll get to everyone's phone calls in the 12 o'clock hour here. A.J. Brown, would you swap him for the third overall pick in the draft? I would. Eagles could do it. Send Brown to New England. Draft Marvin Harrison Jr. And we'll talk to Scott Fransky. Fransky Friday, he'll get us set for the next three-game series against a terrible team. I mean, this White Sox team is
terrible.
Horrendous.
Just terrible.
Phillies could stay hot. We'll talk to Scott about the week that
think
was.
Think you trade him for trade AJ for the number three, Scott?
You know, we can ask him. Sure. I'm not sure he has strong football takes. We'll ask him. Sure. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If you're a caregiver in the Philadelphia Lehigh Valley area, looking at...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.